In 1993, a standoff between the FBI and the leader of the Branch Davidian cult, David Koresh, captivated the world before it ended with tragedy live on TV. 76 people died in Waco, Texas. This week, the events leading up to the siege are dramatised in an all-star drama premiering on SBS. It's called simply Waco.
You've looked to me to be your leader, to guide you on this journey. But I'm no leader. I'm a follower, just like you. God has instructed me to stay here and wait for his sign. This is our time to prove through suffering that we are worthy of the miracle that's to come.
That's the sounds of a new SBS series called Waco. Our resident TV reviewer, Michael Bodie, joins us. Hello, Michael.
G'day, Fran.
Tell us more about Waco.
Well, it begins with the beginning of the siege, so it sort of sets the scene. And a very convincing Taylor Kitsch, who you might remember from Friday Night Lights, it plays David Koresh, who was the leader of this cult that seemingly will base their whole being on scripture, essentially. But it was also based on his charisma. He was a very charismatic musician and leader who sort of grabbed this odd podge of people, and they sort of were living happily on this dusty bowl in Texas. And until it's sort of very topical, because the sort of prescience of the siege mentality in America and the defending yourselves from the government and, you know, the protection of gun rights and all that sort of stuff, it sort of seems as though it's swinging around again. So it does have a great provides good context about the political environment at the time, not in Washington, but in terms of other sieges and other sort of nut jobs who were taking on the government. It's taken from two books, one from a survivor of the cult and another one, the FBI hostage negotiator, who's played by Michael Shannon in this. So it's seen through the eyes of quite a few characters, which is good, because the one thing that was disturbing me as I'm watching this was Taylor Kitsch is so good as Koresh and so charismatic. It's a bit like Wild Wild Country.
People were seduced by that.
Yeah, and you're going, this is a bad man, and it doesn't end well. So I haven't got to the final episode. There's only six, but I'm sort of sucked in by the charisma of it. And you're going, oh God, this cult. I can see why. And it is a great cast. Michael Shannon, of course, is fantastic. John Leguizamo, Melissa Benoist, but Taylor Kitsch is really good. He's been one of these guys who's been kicking around movies. They've tried to make him a star, and this might be it.
Is it all there on SBS On Demand now?
On SBS right now, On Demand.
Do we have to go episode by episode? Do we have to wait?
Well, you can wait for broadcast. There's a double episode on Thursday night. They kick it off. So I think they'll get it done in 3 weeks on broadcast.
And another strong British drama. Apparently you're excited by this adaptation of John le Carré, The Little Drummer Girl.
Well, we seem to be doing a new British drama each week. Everyone's talking about Bodyguard at the moment, rightfully so. And
Did I mention how great it is?
You haven't yet, but others have. Everyone's talking about that one. People love it. But this is another one from on BBC First, The Little Drummer Girl. It's from the team behind The Night Manager. We spoke about that last year.
That was fabulous.
It was fabulous. It was very cinematic. And this one's got me really excited because it's directed by the terrific Korean director, Chan-wook Park, who did Old Boy, The Handmaiden, and just a really, really fantastic film director. He's come to this series, which is classic Le Carré, set in the 70s, Israelis, Germans. But it's given that Night Manager BBC sheen and money, so it just looks fantastic. The production design is beautiful, and it's got Park's sort of really nice direction and beautiful music as well. Again, Michael Shannon plays an Israeli spymaster. He is one of my favourites, so I'm sort of binging on him this week. It's great. But a great cast, including Alexander Skarsgård. Essentially, the Israelis taking on on the terrorists through Berlin through the 70s.
Where can
I
we
really
see this
liked
one?
It. This is on BBC First from Wednesday night.
So that's
this
Foxtel.
Is really good.
So SBS for Waco.
And BBC First for The Little Drummer Girl this
week.
Okay,
and any other tips for this week?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. There's a new US series about blokes, A Million Little Things on Channel 10 on Wednesday night, which apparently is quite good, so we'll check that out. And Netflix has a couple of things. The Kominsky Method, which is a series, a sort of comedy about Alan Arkin and Michael Douglas, essentially playing themselves, just gabbing on. That looks very funny. And there's a new Coen Brothers movie on Netflix this week, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which is an anthology. They wanted to do TV, but this is an anthology movie with six short Western films. So that's the Coen Brothers on Netflix from Friday night.
Michael Bodie, thanks for the tips.
Thanks, Fran.
Michael Bodie, our resident TV critic here on RN. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 28 minutes to 9.